This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me on a weekly basis. Those of you who do, it's great that we have so much listenership. I was going to say viewership, but these are podcasts after all. They're not YouTubes. So I want to talk to you. Thanksgiving is upon us. The first major holiday of the season. Yeah, okay, some of you may say Halloween is the first major holiday of the season, but the one that you really need to prepare for and food-wise, besides all the junk food and candy of Halloween, I want you to have a food-safe holiday season. And there's some very good advice from the USDA Center for Nutrition Policy and Promotion Corner. Last year, more than 46 million turkeys were carved and eaten at Thanksgiving. Turkeys typically accompanied by a host of side dishes, desserts. You've made them all. You've made the sweet potatoes and the pumpkin pie and the greens, the roasted string beans and Brussels sprouts and so forth. So Thanksgiving, we know, is by far one of the largest meals that people will cook all year. It's the first of the largest. Next comes, I guess, Christmas goose or something like that, and any other feasts at the turn of the year at New Year's. So, as a nutritionist, I'm here to help in navigating the tricky waters of promoting healthy eating habits. And USDA has a nice online toolkit for one-stop shop holiday food safety information. There are articles on brining, stuffing turkeys, deep frying a turkey. I've never done that. Deep frying a turkey, how to store your leftovers, preparing a bacteria-free Thanksgiving, videos on why it's not safe to wash a turkey are also available, along with radio interviews, consumer fact sheets, and information on how to order free publications, including the Let's Talk Turkey brochure to distribute. So, holiday time can be very overwhelming. It's the start of this whole, what becomes a snowball of events and preparing for things like get-togethers and reunions and relatives and loved ones, and I want you to enjoy it all. So, if your holiday meal becomes overwhelming, get this, USDA has a toll-free hotline open on Thanksgiving Day from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They will have live food safety experts available to help you in English and in Spanish. You can call the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888 MP Hotline. That's 1-888 MP Hotline. That number is 1-888-674-6854. The hotline is open regularly from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. You can call and get advice and speak with live food safety experts. What a thing, huh? I had to share this with you because I just read about this a week ago. You can also use the Food Keeper app on your phone. The Food Keeper app can tell you about keeping your leftovers safe. It's available on Android and Apple devices. The app provides storage timelines for the refrigerator, freezer, pantry for more than 500 products, including various types of baby food, dairy products and eggs, meat, poultry, produce, and seafood. Users can view instructional videos on proper handling and storage of food, and you can also select to receive recall information. The app is available in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. So, speaking of all these leftovers, you could find a variety of healthy, quick, and affordable recipes on What's Cooking USDA Mixing Bowl at whatscooking.fns.usda.gov to ensure that your leftovers don't go to waste. I'll give you that website again. whatscooking.fns.usda.gov. So, as you begin your meal planning, I want to share these tips with you. Wash your hands, absolutely wash your hands before food prep and handling any food, but skip washing the turkey. Believe it or not, washing your hands is one of the easiest ways to stop the spread of bacteria on your food, while washing your turkey is the easiest way to spread bacteria all over your kitchen. According to the 2016 Food and Drug Administration Food Safety Survey, 68% of consumers wash poultry in the kitchen sink, which is not recommended by the USDA. Washing meat or poultry can splash bacteria around your kitchen up to 3 feet, contaminating your countertops, towels, and other food. Washing does not remove bacteria from the bird. Let me say that again. Washing does not remove bacteria from the bird. Only cooking the turkey to the correct internal temperature will ensure all bacteria are killed. The exception to this rule is brining. When rinsing brine off of a turkey, be sure to remove all other food or objects from the sink, layer the area with paper towels, and use a slow stream of water so that you avoid splashing. Before you get that bird in the oven and everything, plan ahead. Make space in your refrigerator. If buying a fresh turkey, purchase it 1 to 2 days before you plan to cook it, and place it in the fridge until you're ready to cook. A frozen bird is not going to thaw out in time, okay? Do not buy fresh pre-stuffed turkeys. I've never seen a fresh pre-stuffed turkey, to be honest with you. If not properly handled, harmful bacteria, that can be in the stuffing, will multiply quickly. Frozen turkeys should be thawed in the refrigerator. Allow 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds. Wow. So if you've got a 15, 20 pound bird, you need 3 to 4 days in the fridge to thaw. For example, what I just said, if you purchase a 12 to 16 pound turkey, you'll need 3 or 4 days to thaw in the refrigerator. Always use a thermometer. Use a food thermometer. The only way to determine whether a turkey or any meat, poultry, or seafood is cooked to the correct internal temperature is to use a food thermometer. A whole turkey should be checked in 3 locations. The innermost part of the thigh, the innermost part of the wing, and the thickest part of the breast. Your thermometer should read 165 degrees Fahrenheit in all 3 places. So, the 3 locations, again, are the innermost part of the thigh, the innermost part of the wing and the thickest part of the breast, and your thermometer should read no less than 165 degrees Fahrenheit in all three places. If one of those locations does not register 165, then continue cooking until all three locations reach the correct internal temperature. Remember, you can't tell if meat or poultry is safely cooked by looking at it. With regard to leftovers, use the two-hour rule and properly store your leftovers. Perishable foods should not be left on the table or countertops for longer than 2 hours. I know, we are all guilty of leaving the extra turkey and the fixings and everything on the table for as much as 5 hours. We're not supposed to do that. After 2 hours, bacteria can rapidly multiply. And if that food is then eaten, your guests could get sick. Promptly refrigerate leftovers by cutting turkey into smaller slices and placing into shallow containers. Refrigerate other perishable items such as potatoes, gravy, and vegetables as soon as dinner is over. Leftovers should stay safe in the fridge for 4 days. This means you have until the Monday after Thanksgiving to eat all those delicious leftovers or place them in the freezer to enjoy later. So you have up till Monday after Thanksgiving to make turkey tetrazzini or some other thing. So the USDA Center for Nutrition Policy is there to help you out. If you're having a holiday emergency or have questions on how to be food safe this holiday season, you can contact USDA. What a wonderful thing. Another thing to do is, if you're on an eating plan and you want to have a traditional Thanksgiving, in other words, not a low-carb Thanksgiving or a paleo Thanksgiving, but the traditional Thanksgiving, you could get a lot of those things done. If you're avoiding, if you yourself are avoiding gluten, wherever you're going for Thanksgiving, offer a gluten-free meal. Bring something gluten-free that you can also eat. Also, eat a little something before you go. Make sure if your Thanksgiving is at your house, tell your guests to bring leftover containers, storage containers, Tupperware containers, so they could take away all those goodies and not leave you, the host, the hostess, with all that temptation. Remember to moderate the amount of alcohol that you're having. Have a glass of water, have a glass of seltzer between those glasses of wine, eggnog, cider, whatever it is you're having, your Thanksgiving cocktail, whatever that may be. You want to nibble beforehand. A lot of people will go a day or a good half day without eating and then have a Thanksgiving feast. This is an invitation to A, over-imbibe, to overstuff, and really to be uncomfortable with indigestion and other gastric upsets afterwards, not to mention be very, very, very sleepy. And if you're the one driving, you don't want to be sleepy. So, these are some of the things that you can do, as well as the hotline at USDA, which I found very, very interesting. So you can check it out. And as far as the food app, the Foodkeeper app, which is available on Android and Apple, okay, you could download the Foodkeeper app. You can also call the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888-MP-HOTLINE, 1-888-674-6854. And they're open on Thanksgiving Day from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a wonderful thing. You can also go to whatscooking.fns.usda.gov to navigate the best way to deal with your leftovers so that they don't go to waste. And there are many quick and affordable recipes there. Food waste is a goal. Lessening food waste is a goal for USDA, for nutrition policymakers. It's also a goal of mine that I use up absolutely everything in my fridge so that it's not going to waste. This is a good goal to have. It's good for your wallet. It's good for your pocketbook. And by only getting the foods you need and not too much more, it's better all around. So I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, a very safe Thanksgiving. I hope you are all with your relatives, loved ones. I hope you have a smooth and wonderful Thanksgiving spread and feast. And I hope you enjoy all of your delicious creations, desserts included. Remember, you don't want to put on the feed bag for the whole Thanksgiving weekend. You want to have that Thanksgiving day and then go back on program the rest of the weekend. Save some of the leftovers for yourself, just not all that pumpkin pie, you know, because the rest of the holidays are right around the corner. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining me here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.